the Heart of the Perfection Wisdom Sutra, I prostrate to the Aryo Triple Gem. Thus did I hear it one time. The Bhagawan was dwelling on Massive Vultures Mountain in Rajagriha together with a great community of monks and a great community of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Bhagawan was absorbed in a concentration on the categories of phenomena called profound perception. Also at that time, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara looked upon the very practice of the profound perfection of wisdom and beheld those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Then through the power of Buddha, the Venerable Shariputra said this to the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara: How should any son of the lineage train who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom? He said that, and the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara said this to the Venerable Sharabhadiputra. Shariputra, any son of the lineage or daughter of the lineage who wishes to practice the activity of the profound perfection of wisdom should look upon it like this, correctly and repeatedly beholding those five aggregates also as empty of inherent nature. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form is also not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, discrimination, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, likewise, all phenomena are emptiness, without characteristic, unproduced, unceased, stainless, not without stain, not deficient, not fulfilled. Shariputra, therefore in emptiness, there is no form, no feeling, no discrimination, no compositional factors, no consciousness. No eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no visual form, no sound, no odor, no taste, no object of touch, and no phenomenon. There is no eye element and so on up to and including no mind element and no mental consciousness element. There is no ignorance, no extinction of ignorance, and so on up to and including no aging and death and no extinction of aging and death. Similarly, there is no suffering, origination, cessation, and path. There is no exalted wisdom, no attainment, and also no non-attainment. Shariputra, therefore, because there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and dwell on the perfection of wisdom, the mind without obscuration and without fear. Having completely passed beyond error, they reach the end point of nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell in the three times also manifestly completely awaken to unsurpassable, perfect, complete enlightenment in reliance on the perfection of wisdom. Therefore, the mantra of the perfection of wisdom, the mantra of great knowledge, the unsurpassed mantra, the mantra equal to the unequaled, the mantra that thoroughly pacifies all suffering, should be known as truth since it is not false. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is declared, Teata om gate gate para gate para sam gate bodhisoha. Shariputra, the bodhisattva, mahasattva, should train in the profound perfection of wisdom like that. Then the Bhagawan arose from that concentration and commended the bodhisattva, mahasattva, Arya Avalokiteshvara, saying, well said, son of the lineage, it is like that. It is like that. One should practice the profound perfection of wisdom, just as you have indicated. Even the Tathagatas rejoice. The Bhagawan, having thus spoken, the Venerable Shariputra, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva Arya Avalokiteshvara, and those surrounding in their entirety, along with the world of gods, humans, asuras, and Gandharvas, were overjoyed and highly praised that spoken by the Bhagawan. This completes the Arya Bhagavati Prajna Paramita Hridaya Sutra. An extensive dispelling of hindrances. I and all surrounding sentient beings, go for refuge to the Buddha, go for refuge to the Dharma, go for refuge to the Sangha. We prostrate to the Great Mother Prajna Paramita, Wisdom gone beyond. Surrounded by all the children and by the assemblies of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions, by depending on my prostrations to all of you, may these words of truth be actualized. In the past, the Deva King Indra dispelled the Maras, evil beings, by reflecting on the profound meaning of the wisdom gone beyond and reciting the profound words in daily recitation. In that same way, I also reflect on the profound meaning of the great mother, Prajnaparamita, and recite the profound words in daily recitation. May all diseases, spirit possessions, bad conditions, all the negative directions, that which happens due to past karma and immediate conditions, may all this be dispelled. May it become non-existent. May it be pacified.
Yay.
So when Geshe-la comes, we'll chant the seven limb prayer. That's the first prayer we'll be chanting. Page 27. In the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 27. And we'll chant the Seven Limb Prayer in Tibetan. Gosum gupe gone cha te lo Nye sham yi tu che ti ma lu bu To men e sa di tun tam che sha Khe pa ge wa nam la je yi rong Korwa ma tombar du le shunem Rola che ki kolo korwa ram Da shen gen an chan chu chen po ng no We'll turn to page 97. We'll chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the of page 97. Saji perki shushin metog Mandalakam Niryatayami. Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Churnyan Gipesanam Gidola Pencher Sanger Tu Parsho. Chudan Soki Chonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi chunyan gi pesunam gi dola penchu sangedu parashok. Chödön toki chönam la janchu badu dani kapsu chi dagi chenyen ki pesenam gi dora penchu sangye tu parsho.
Good evening.
Good evening,
Isha. Is your first time here? So, part topic is quite difficult, not tonight. The topic, you know, tonight is like emptiness. Probably you heard of emptiness. give you a little bit of what Christ said, head up, heads up, heads up. According to Buddhism, okay, according to Buddhism. Buddha's teachings, Jigden Kruba means, you know, like Jigden, you know, world, you know, Kruba means problem, all the problems, so, all the complications and all the problems, so, within, the technical term will be like samsara, or samsara. So the action, you know, samsara, samsara, like when you hear the word liberation or nirvana, that's like completely free from negative minds. You reach the state of completely free from negative minds. No more anger, no more disturbing thought. Then that's called nirvana. Everything is perfect, yes. Other this side, of course, samsara, all kind of, you know, complications, all kind of problems, you know, like. So according to Buddhism, you know, here in samsara, there's no perfection. There's no perfection, you know. A lot of mistakes, a lot of, no matter how much education you have, how much, you know, what kind of position you hold, how much money you have, how much power you possess, you know, still a lot of complications. You are not free from problems, you are not free from problems, complications. So, later in emoji, lay, you know, so probably you heard this word like karma means, usually means actions. You know, collective actions, individual actions, actions like what you call Buddhism called three doors, you know, body, spirit, and mind. Action from body, physical body, action from verbal actions, mental actions, you know. This is called karma or action, that's pretty much the same. Later, nimo, so then afflicted mind, you know, afflicted mind. Such as anger, jealousy, pride, arrogance, you know, there's many, many different kinds, you know. Let me know. then it moves action and now the action and disturbing thought. It's like the wild wave, Samsara is not a place, it's considered like oceans, or it's not the calm oceans. It's like there's a wild wave, all kinds of actions, you know, like good actions, it's a pretty good, no, not necessarily all the actions are good actions, you know, like saying something mean, not everybody says something nice, not everybody thinks something positive, not everybody do something good. If that's the case, no, then there will be no more complications, no more problems, but that's not the realities. It is like then this wave, the wild wave of action and disturbing thought is very wild, very wild. So now in Buddhism, the Prabhupada, you heard about the Four Noble Truths. The Buddha's first teaching the Buddha gave after his enlightenment in is west or south? Where? Varanasi. So I'm not very good in direction, so I don't know which direction. So in India, place called Varanasi. You know? Or in Indian people, they call Banaras. People call Varanasi. Between Vara, there's one river, Nasi, there's another river. So that place between those, that the place between two rivers called Varanasi are named after the rivers, you know, Varanasi. So Tibetan people, we say Varanasi, but Indian people, they say Banaras. I'm not sure what's the difference. Maybe Tibetan people don't know how to pronounce Sanskrit or Hindi properly. So that's where Buddha taught in the form of the truth. The first one is truth of, you know, of suffering or complications. Because Buddha chose to talk, no, out of Four Noble Truths, why he chooses to talk about the first truth is about sufferings. It's very, very important us to understand the nature of sufferings. Otherwise, we may not seek liberations if we don't understand the nature of sufferings. It's not just temporary problems. No. So now, the first one is called suffering of suffering, that everybody knows, you know, kind of pain, physical pain, mental pain, all of that. That's like pretty much well-known suffering of suffering. Then second one is called suffering of change. That can happen with the food, can happen with the friendship, you know, like all kind of relationship, all of that, you know, suffering change. So the last one is very hard to understand. The last one is very hard to understand. So, I could like the last one, then everybody has problems. Everybody has problems. You know, there's no one being in the samsara is free from problems. Everybody in the samsara is not a place. It's a cycle, you know. Everybody, you know, so there's no perfection in that ocean. It's like all has problems, all kind of problems. So that's the, Buddha's teaching, like develop strong wish to liberate yourself or free yourself from that ocean. You know, it's time to cross the oceans. So this is the boat, fully capable to cross that oceans. Because this ocean, the waves are wild, and within that ocean, there's like three types of alligators, you know, like they refer to the first noble truth, to the suffering, so it's like alligators. So all the problem, all the complications, not, you know, the root is not the friend, not, you know, like the government, not the neighbors. According to Buddhism, the root is called fundamental conditions. What is called, like, the way the source is called ignorance, marikpa. Marikpa, not knowing. Marikpa. So that's the root of all the problems. So therefore, teaching on emptiness become very, very important, and very, very important. So emptiness does not mean nothingness. It means something very profound, you know, so hard to understand. It's not something very profound. So now, so we have been here, like, you know, last couple of months, you know, so I've been trying to explain how to do meditation on emptiness, you know, so based on four-point analysis. The first point is to identify the object, object of reputation, Gajja, cultivate word called Gajja. So now, all of us, we always say, I. What is that? I'm not happy, I'm happy, I'm so disappointed, I'm this, I'm that. How you define that self? How you define self? That's why it's called fundamental condition. Tamu, Nashi, Dala, Shi, Jujis. In the beginning, you become attached to self, to I. One of the Indian masters called Chandrakirti, he wrote this text called Entering into Middle Way. He wrote the text, chapter 10, so very beginning of that text, if you read, it's only translated in English, if you read that text, Tambu was in the beginning, you become attached to self, I. So then from there, my, you know, my relative, my friend, my country, my culture, my tradition, all of that. So now, the four-point analysis, the first point is to identify object that needs to be object of
object of negation.
Oh, that's much better for me. Yeah. Same here. Object of negation. Based on the first point analysis, what you do, you try to, how you say, deliberately generate the experience of self, you know, self. Normal day, you know, the normal day, the experience of self is, you know, maybe could be just conventional, you know. So when we get so, like, high and down, you know, like, if somebody's screaming at you, yelling at you, and how you, at that moment, how you feel there, how you experience yourself. If you are experiencing there's something that serves something solid, independent, concrete, that's a mistake. That's a mistake. In Buddhism, there's no such a thing called independent, absolute. Everything is dependent on causes. Everything is dependent. All the functioning things are dependent on cause and condition, but in everything it's dependent on something, whether it's like cause or condition, or whether it's like depend on the part, or the direction, so there's no independence. So. But that's not how we see things, you know, especially when our mind gets so upset, and our like, so, oh, I hate that person. That person is like something absolute. It's not like that person's label on something. It's like something concrete, absolute. That's a mistake. So then that causes all kind of like has a problem. So that's so far we've been talking, okay? First point analysis. Identifying the object of negations, you know, in this case, concrete, independent, solid self, which does not exist at all. You know, then holding very tightly on them, then building up everything, you know, building all the stories, all the whatever building of that is just, you know, it's like illusion, so. It's not illusion, but it's like illusion, you know. It's like illusion, it's not illusion, so. Mm.
But we don't have clear understanding of, you know, the self that we are holding so tightly. And what is that? Is this body? Or is it mind? How you define self? So much stuff has been done. After generation, there's so much books been written about that and about emptiness. Therefore, you know, like, because of emptiness, Buddhist does not believe in creator. No, that's the reason. It's not because, oh, Buddhism is much better than any other religion. That's not what he's saying. Because there's like conduct and the view. When it comes to conduct, there's no conflict with other religions, you know. I mean, there's no differences with other religions. Loving kindness, compassion, altruistic attitudes, all this, you know, pretty much same. When it comes to view, so then, you know, emptiness, there's not such a thing called independent, you know, absolute. You know, everybody has potential to become enlightened. You can become Buddha. You know? Everybody has the potential to become enlightened. So now, this is, you know, according to the teaching on emptiness, this is kind of important to, you know, like, the best on a daily basis, to analyze experience of self, you know, experience of self. Scholars say, oh, the body is the self, you know, so then there's argument, you know, then you debate back and forth, you know, so then slowly you lose that assertions. So there's some people say, oh, maybe not the body, not aggregate, maybe how is about continuation of aggregate, maybe that's self. So what do you think now? What is self? So that's the, so I think the West, you know, not much study has been done how to define self, but the East, you know, ancient Asian, you know, philosophy did so much research on that. So, and body, but not just, when I say body, I don't mean physical body, you know, I'm talking about all the five senses. In Tibetan it's called Pungbo. Pungbo doesn't mean, you know, physical body. You know, Pungbo means, you know, includes all the five senses. And the mind is the basis. So then you level self, you level self. You know. I become Gelek, you know, after I was born. You know, not like minute I was born, I have no name. You know, I'm part of nobody, just, you know, that infant. So then parents decide to go somebody to ask the name, then they, some person, they, you know, there's many, every tradition, probably there's many different traditions, you know, so the way to choose the name. So, so then, in my village, you know, so you go to the monastery to ask name. The parents, generally speaking, never give name to their child. They always ask, they go to monastery and ask the name. So, so then they give me Gelek. So then combination of my physical appearances and of my, based on my five aggregates and in the mind, so then they just call me Gelek. So then that's how I become Gelek. You know, I did not become Gelek by its own side. You know, it's just somebody called. So then after that, that's not how we see things, you know, when we see things, or we don't say, oh, this used to be like piece of wood, tree, then lumber, then somebody did that, then somebody called this prayer well. So now that's how it proves. That's not how we think. That's not how we correspond with the objects. And for us, objects like something independent, you know, absolute something, you know, that's according to emptiness teaching, there's a mistake. That's no wrong view. Therefore, says, it's called like everything is like illusions, not illusions. It's like illusions. So, because the way we see things, the way they exist, is different. The way it appears is something concrete, independent. That's not how it exists. It exists free of independent existence. That's how things exist. It's just label. It's just call. It's just called, you know. It is called parallel. So, everything is the reflection of the mind, everything, reflection of the mind. So also you have saying that what you call like beauty is in the
eye.
Beauty is in the eye of beholder. Yeah, what they're saying is saying that just, you know, is that there is no independent beauty. It's like dependent on it depends. So now, you know, when you meditate on that first point analysis, you know, identifying the object of negation, so then you need to meditate on emptiness begin with the self. It doesn't begin with the object, it begins with the self. So first you analyze how you experience self, when you think about self, are you thinking about your body? If it is a body, then something doesn't go on and on and on, you know, it's just going to go on and on. So then if you say, oh, maybe it's like mind, you know, then mind like awareness. So there's no awareness of eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, or those self. So there'll be five different self. It's hard enough to take care of one self. So now you have five of them, it's going to be a nightmare. mere self. That's the one that exists, but that's not how we holding so tightly. The self that we are holding very tightly, that's been exaggerated. Exaggerated. Very much exaggerated. That does not exist. Everything that we build on that is just like illusions, it's just an illusion. So everything is the reflection of the mind. The nature of that mind is empty. It's like space, clear space. There's nothing. There's nothing. When you look up the clear sky, there's nothing. But you see something, what you see? Clear sky. That's the kind of experience when you meditate on emptiness, that's the kind of experience. But that doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. It does exist. Things just exist because they are dependent. Because they are dependent, that's why they exist. No, they exist because they are dependent. Okay. So first I thought maybe we are going to meditate tonight, maybe like 30 minutes. So now, because it's good to know, so that because I just want to give you some ideas so about the topic tonight. Okay. So you can do meditation at home. So now there's not much time there for meditations. So maybe we'll do it home, okay, home, like when you go back home, maybe not today or tomorrow, some other day, just sometimes good to sit. It does require concentration. We have to concentrate when we try to analyze the experience of self. No, we have to be mindful, otherwise we can't analyze that, you know, as a the analysis is going to be weak. So then, you know, so object is not going to be clear. So then that's just, you know, waste of time, you know. So almost now the end of the first point analysis, almost end of that. To hear, so you are meditating, trying to understand the self that you're experiencing, or experiencing, or what? Experiencing. It's like you know, walking with a friend in the park. One eye is looking at the friend, talking to friend, and one eye is looking at the road. Similar here, when you meditate, and one part of the mind is observing whole meditations, and one part of the mind is analyzing what is the mind, the self that I'm experiencing, what is, how does that exist? Is the body, is the mind? Like that, you know, so... No, because of this experience of like, oh, me, you know, because of that, you know, if you never ever felt or me or I, probably there will be a lot of complications. You know, because of that, you know, I want to do this, I don't want to go, I want to do this, I don't want to do that, and I like this, I don't like that. And all the complications occur because of the experience of I or self. You know, if there's no experience of I or self, so then probably there will be, you know, like, but there'll always be experience of self, or I, there'll always be that, like that, you know, so, but, you know, what they are saying, tambu ngashi, dala shintu, da means self. Right from the beginning, you become attached to self. Then from there, dagi dishi, then, you know, from there, mind, then all of that, you know, then, so very important to analyze. So that's according to Buddhism, you know, according to his teachings, that's like misunderstanding of self is the root of all the problems. So everybody's been educated, so you can just read and think and see, you know, if that's true. All this, so, then you call them. So why then, why is it so important to identify that self? In order to negate the self, first we have to identify what needs to be negated. Otherwise, if you don't have any idea about elephant, or somebody say, oh, this room is free from elephant, maybe right, maybe not right, because free of elephant, first if you don't have any understanding of elephant, it's hard to, as they have good understanding of room, they free of elephant, because you have no idea. So that's why. So that, you know, like, not easy, no, not easy. So, but if you are interested, so need to try. That's why you see, tenus, you know, gopal, if you can identify that, you know, absolute, inherent, solid self, is easy to negate. It's easy to negate. That's why the first point, analysis, is very important in order to understand the free of independent self. Because it's very important to understand what kind of self. That's like object of negation. That's the self that's been exaggerated. This point, the first point, analysis, this point is very, very subtle. Very subtle. If we don't identify that, and that experience will be there all the time, life after life. If you can identify through your, you know, meditations, then body, this doesn't mean the, you know, physical body, it means like the five aggregates is the body, you know, five aggregates is considered as a body. Sin is mind. Tsoba means collection of body and mind. qualities of body mind, that's what it is. So kind of serves kind of like hides behind the collection of body and mind. And when you try to analyze, if you don't find sometimes the imagination, it's not like hiding like proper like this. So hide and seek game. So now this you know, I've been thinking about this example that author give here. So there's no, but this book is written by Tibetan master, not Indian master. This book is written by Tibetan master. So probably 120 years ago. So he was alive during 13th Dalai Lama, not the 14th Dalai Lama. He was alive during the 13th Dalai Lama. Author was alive. He wrote this book. This is the note he took when he received the teaching note. Then somebody put it in the book. Then Yangtze Chenpoche Kadre Lhasa Kadre says, when we go to, very high, not high, big like, when you go to Grand Canyon, like that site, some people go there very close, so then, they just sit there, each of the Grand Canyon, there's many of them, so when you walk around, and people just go there, and you see, like, all that. Then, another Shambhushi cutters, if you go close to the edge of the cliff, not from Moonyam Pitakwajan, then you have fear I may fall down. The fear has been generated, I may fall down. That moment. At that moment, you are not thinking, oh, my body is about to fall. Not saying that. Oh, my mind is about to fall. But you are saying, I am about to fall. So that moment, this concrete self that we experience, like the things like that, or somebody screaming at you, yelling at you, or somebody accusing you, that's something that you didn't do. And you say, how dare that you accusing me, that's something that I didn't do. At that moment, how dare you are accusing me at that moment, then we experience this concrete self that we hold so tightly. So then that creates all the problems. But unfortunately, we don't analyze. Somebody screaming at you, yelling at you, we don't analyze. That moment, how I experience self, we don't analyze. We just scream back, or maybe we do all kinds of things, but we don't analyze. That moment, you are not worried about that. You are not thinking, oh, my body is about to fall, or my mind is about to fall. You are saying, I am about to fall. So that moment, experience of self, if you analyze, the body and mind, when you mix the water and the milk, you can separate them, it all looks the same, but there's two different substances. One is just pure water, one is milk. But but I heard the total are capable to separate water and milk. When you put there, total can separate. They just sieve the milk and they leave all the water. So would you have a direct thing is, at that moment, all the mind's body is like mixed like water and milk. And based on that, from there, then you experience self, which is nothing to do with the body and mind, it's something separate. So that self does not exist at all. So that self does not exist at all. Huh? tādāpū jūpētē, tāyī lūdā sēnā tāshī mī jūshīng sō, tīngi sōpētā pātāpū sūmīmē, tīndā hīyā nō, they in Tibet, probably their time, probably there's no car, automobile, so they use horse as example, another example. So when you're racing the horse, when you're racing the horse, so we don't call all this horse bodies, horse mind, horse. We just call that experience of horse like totally independent from horse body and mind. That applies for everything. Everything we don't analyze. You know, each time when you see, oh, this used to be tree, and somebody cut it and make lumber, then somebody decided to make travel the design, then they put something, then that's called travel. That's how we interact with object. You know, so for us object something absolute, something inherent. That's not how we usually see things, no? Debu so seva nangse, dukhan so chi kangba ta nangi taba so eva macheba, dashi niju so betin. So like, so say Duke NC State, UNC Chapel Hill, Duke University, how we conceive them. And you don't think of, oh, there's a building, there's a students, there's classes, and there's, you know, so many activities. That's why it's called university. You don't think like that. Duke is something that exists from its own side. That's according to Emerson's teaching, that's mistaken view, you know. Everything's dependent. It's so much, you know, that's related to the building, the students, the teachers, this house, that, you know, become universities like that. Dashi means base, the environment, being in the environment, being, living being in the environment. Dashi nechu tsobe tingdo teta, dashi nechu tsobe tingdo teta jashi junyambe, sara da devu, sara da lingyo shawate. So same as giving the example as the monastery I just used, NC State and Duke, because you know, everybody is familiar. So they're using the example of my monastery, Sera Drepung, the three biggest Mahayana university, is established after 1959 in India. So they're all located in India. Here, Kaju Sevana, so same, you know, like president, you know, so before you elect it, it's just, when you see that person, you don't see president, you know, once that elected, win the elections, then after inaugurations, then you see that person as president. It's just level. You know, we just label that person president. Before that person exists, but when you see that person, you don't see the president. The president, you know, like is just label. You know, just label. Same house, you buy new, building a new house. First, there's no living room, there's no your office. Then you call. Oh, this is going to be my office. Then after that, it becomes your office. You know, it's not like your office is like, right from there, it's like, comes like your office. You know, you just call it as your office. So, same, pretty much, okay? Kaju, listen, so far, some tell a dashi chene shi, and all a mother, but you know, kaza, jamia, no, lam, je, sumba, shi, chu, kanta, kala, teda, teshi, teda, teshi, sesa, dashi, down. Everything, no, it has base. Jachi jun, nyamba shi, yudene, chao ma, tini, zi, beka, jata, do, yin, so. So this is the ultimate object of negation. It's like something inherent, independent, absolute. There's no absolute friend, there's no absolute enemy, there's no, it's everything's level. Everything is just level. Something happens. Today's best friends, almost you can tell anything, your life, you can tell, and with few unguarded words, tomorrow becomes, and that closeness is gone, tomorrow that becomes the worst enemy. It just call, you know, just level. But it's not here, it's, you know, some other books, you know, some of them, I just remember that, you know. you know, like impermanent, everything change, people change, mind change, interest change, you know, like taste change, you know, everything change. What is that? That's the nature of impermanent, things change, you know. So, then this may be a test of Shabang Dilas, so then maybe this, according to Lam Rim that composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, one of another Tibetan master from the eastern Tibet, from Ando region, you know, his own his birthplace, and almost now 650 years ago, he wrote this book called Lam Rim. Oh, so in that Lam Rim that he wrote, the great Lam Rim, the middle Lam Rim, the small Lam Rim, there's that multiple number of small Lam Rim that he wrote it, to make it easy people to meditate on. So then one of them is like three principal aspects of total enlightenment in that text. When you see this in the word nigbe teso, so that means the object of negation, that's what it means, object negation. So nigbe teso. What is that word? Nipeteso refers to, it refers to the object of negations. In this case, inherent, absolute, independent self. That's the one needs to be negated. But in order to negate that, first we have to understand understand the experience of that. You know? I myself, I don't have any experience at all. Don't think that, oh, maybe he already saw emptiness. I'm even not close. I'm just explaining what's written here. I did study Buddhism since I was seven years old. So all this year I did study pretty much all the text. But, you know, haven't read with mindfulness, but just read this, all of that, you know, like not by myself, with all the monks together. We just read, you know, just same page by page. There's like 100 people in one line, then end of the line, they put the whole volume, then they just send piece by piece, page by page, you just read, you know, so that I was like 13, 14, I'm not really paying attention, I'm just read, so there's no idea what's reading, just read. So here, I'm basically explaining what's been said here, explaining word by word, and those people who wrote these books probably might have some experience of emptiness, definitely have experience of emptiness. That's why this every word sounds very profound. Oh, so this is not I'm just reading here. So nothing to do with my experience. I have zero experience, no experience at all. Oh. Denon de Myo Mazimba, Gaja Dendu Seve Guju, Chik Sudu Yava Myo Sunne, Sudu da dendu jenda, tizam la umeshu ne sumbe riba mambushi tizam, jeku che jang, tizam su sone. So we thought, you know, like meditations, you could say this word like 100,000 times, million times, or like independent, free of independent existence, you can say this word 100 million times, it doesn't mean anything, it's just a word. It's just intellectual understanding, it's not just, if you have some kind of, like how usually I say it, it's like, yinjurkinyuwa, yi jur, yi means mind, jur means kind of moves, it kind of moves. When you think about that, it's kind of like very much, very liberating, it just moves from deep, from inside, it just moves, you know. Emptiness, oh, so then when you meditate, it's very liberating, you know? That means you understand, you are gaining the, not just intellectual understanding, you are gaining experiential understanding. So that I'm just literally translating from Tibetan word yinjur. It means something, no? It means something. Oh? When you say Buddha, what is Buddha? Or maybe there's the image. That's Buddha's image, it's not really Buddha. And like what is Buddha? How somebody become Buddha? So you have to have some knowledge. What is Buddha? What is Dharma? What is Sangha? And with that knowledge, when you say the word, it means something rather than just word. Or you can say compassion, loving kindness, patience, tolerance, respect. Doesn't mean anything, just word.
you could say, you know, like depressions. You have never experienced depression. You can say depression doesn't mean much. So if you experience, then that word is kind of heavy. Kind of heavy, you know, so that you, it reminds you experience of that. You know? So that's why I mean, like, yin-yugin, you know, experiential understanding. Does it make sense? Experiential understanding. That means when you think about that precious human life, according to Buddhism, you know, precious human life. As a Buddhist, minute you wake up, you think about precious human life. This life is so precious, so meaningful, so difficult to find. You know? In the beginning, it's just words. It's just words. Then you, you know, think about that, you know, like in daily basis. So the next time when you say precious human life, that word's carrying some weights. It is just moves you from deep inside. Oh, let's go experience understanding. Oh. So then it is, well, for some people, compassion means something. Some people, compassion is just word. You know? Some people, when you say patient, it means something very important to practice. And some people, it's just word, you know? So there's intellectual understanding, but there's no experiential understanding. So, therefore, you know, when there's no experiential understanding, it's just collecting knowledge. It's just collecting more and more knowledge, just collecting so much information. To nothing. So then, those informations does not benefit at all. Because there's a huge gap between the information and your heart. Almost you can put king-size bed there. That means there's no USB port from between computer and heart. There's no experience like that. So that's what one of the Kadama masters said, even the refuge prayer becomes really, really powerful. If you really understand what it means, if you really understand just that. It's just only four lines. It's not about the quantity, it's about qualities. It's about qualities. So if any of you, you know, get a little bit tired, then please don't feel bad to leave. It's okay. It's very okay. You can just stand up. So, you know, it's free. So don't feel, oh, maybe it's, if I leave, you know, it's going to be often? Huh? Often, no, don't worry. It's free. When you get tired, so you have full freedom. It's okay. It's not, if you want to get out, just get out. You know, so maybe go to the bathroom. But really, I'm really means, you know, it's okay. Please don't feel that you have to stay. You don't have to stay. No. because I need to finish the materials. It's taking too long. So now, without identifying the experience of self, you know, there's like one self that, you know, do exist. You know, I drink, I eat, I sleep. There's no result that self, then there'll be no life. But there's some self that experience being superimposed, exaggerated, the exaggerated. That one needs to identify. Otherwise, you could say, what emptiness means time means nothing. You know, just you say means time means nothing. So that's the point, that's the whole point, okay? So therefore, you know, little bit, you know, every day, you know, so I myself trying every single day and just, you know, like review some material that talks of emptiness. But, you know, like as I mentioned before, I don't have any experience at all. I don't have any experience at all. Huh? And it seems like the benefit, once you experience the benefit of that is immense benefit. Huh? So then, gaja rangav do chawa mimba ngawan yambe gaja sarvashi lo chune tela chaga chuna lechi shi tawan roje. Tena, jizno chunje rangja soje la tade nawa chazu dile shenbe taji gaja nol shenbe des. We are not trying to analyze
something like out of our experience. No, no, we are not doing that. It's within our experience. Or we are not, it's within our experience. No, we need to find it within our experience, not like leaving our experience beyond then try to find some other self. It's not, that's not the case. It's within our experience. Oh. Māwā cawā tīsā yamdā nāda mēsā sōjī jūjī shīpa pāṅcī mārī pē lēvī ōngī yūnā yūnā tīt nāyā dāmbā mēsā mārī pē lēvī. Everything without analyze, everything we experience something solid inherent. Without analyze, when you analyze, you don't see that. Oh, no, but usually we don't analyze. Oh, that's everything. Sōjī jūjī shīpa pāṅcī mārī pē lēvī ōngī you know, Chinnaya demanded which is, you know, Chinnaya demanded which is, my living. She is on the other Ranja Panova number, Dada, Pumbo, Rizab, Kanjin, self, aggregate, mountains, house, everything, you know, within our experience, so, is something concrete or solid or independent, absolute independent. That's how we see things. Conventional realities at the same time something absolute. It's not like, oh, this is level. No, it's merely level, merely level. That's it. Not like that, no, not like that. What happened? Maybe also Mike is tired of emptiness. Ranja Tamon, Dada, the Nervous Drum, Mandel. This something, Demba Minas, Yava Meva, Chatanjan. We can't just say, oh, except prayer will, everything I see, something concrete, but prayer will, I don't see something concrete or independent, absolute. That's not the case. Everything. That's why that's called, it's like dream, it's like illusions. Because why? Because the way it appears, the way we experience, that's not how things exist, you know. Dreams, yeah. When while you're dreaming, is everything is something concrete, absolute, or real. When you wake up, finish. It's just memory, just gone. It's not real. But while you're dreaming, struggle to run, but can't run. How do you say that? Something happened to the foot. You ever experienced that? Can run because something happened to the foot. Can't run like that. There's all kind of like. When you wake up, gone. It's just memory. So that's part of what happens when you see emptiness. That's what happens if you see, when you see emptiness. Nothing is serious, it's just cold. It's nothing is very serious, everything is just like illusion, So, Jato Jumata Vinawas. That's like when you meditate on emptiness, when you come out of meditation of emptiness, that's how you see things, like illusions. Not something very concrete, absolute, solid. Everything just, you know, just level. You know? That not mean they don't exist, they do exist. Does not mean they are not real. They are real. But that you don't treat them. You don't treat them as like you used to be. You know, it's not something solid or like that. But that's also in some other books. You know, not here. I just ate it up. That's why I'm not able to finish the materials because I talked. So something that's not here. So I just talked. So that's why so far I'm not able to cover the materials. Garje Nansulde, Nansulam, Devrinansis. We don't go or some other place or just leave all my experience here. So now, while doing the meditation, I do something special. No. You just do meditation within your experience. How we see things, how we interact. So that you need to analyze, okay? Rangren Nanglu means, you know, how we see things, how we experience things. That within that experience, we need to meditate, not just all this set aside, then go somewhere else, not like that. Nanglu Dira Gajen Nanglu Dira Nanglu Dira Tini Rangso Shane Rangso Shane Shane Shikna Gajen Sare Nanglu Dira Nanglu Dira. If you do that, or I leave all my experience, I do something else, then just totally going out of what is called out of then is that the meditation is not going to lead you anywhere. No, Ajahn Rebe, Thade Rangre Changcha Rebe Dojis. Changcha, Chang, this is very Lama's name, one of the Tibetan master names, very, very highly realized, you know, individual beings. I never met in like many, many hundreds of years ago. He reads by hand. Well, he was so experienced with the materials, you know, just the whole life he spent, he can just read by touching. It's not like here, modern world, there you have something that's specially designed for blind people. It's not like that. He can just read like that. You know. That's the name, Changcha Rabbit Dodge. That's the name. Tata Rangri Lo Sa Gashik Sudu Dindu Sundala Shenis. And the Lama says, nowadays, freshman or newcomer, freshman, you know, who just studying Buddhist philosophical texts called Losava. They are so much focused on the term inherent existence, absolute existence. They are so much focused on that and very little time on the meditation. It's just so much, you know, it's just all about learning. Yeah, so, because, you know, like, in my monastery, you are not allowed to bring any books. In the class, there's no books. Either you memorize, everybody, you know, when you go to the teachings, then you can bring books. When you go to the class, there's no books allowed. All the material has been debated based on memory. So, you know, you memorize, everybody remember. One class, there's 50 students, everybody focus on the same subject and same like as a textbook, pretty much they remember by heart. That's how debate has been done in our monastery. So, so that, of course, you know, you have to memorize. You know, without other that, you know, there's nothing to debate. So, Nawali the Rangso Chane, Gaju Rajin Sohanandes, Nawali Rangso Chane, Gaju Rajin Sohanandes. So, you know, what happened when they meditate, they are so much focused on the term rather than experience. Then Lama says, you know, this master saying, this is like you just leave your experience, then trying to find like something that with home. That doesn't make sense. This example they use, probably it doesn't make sense to you. So that means you are like set aside all your experience, day-to-day experience of self, then trying to find something to negate. So Lama said, that's wrong idea. No, wrong idea. It's done within our experience. Oh. Now, our experience is, you know, like this very vivid experience. You just set aside that. You know, then trying to focus on the term or absolute existence, inherent existence, independent existence. Just so much focus on that, you're not going to find anything. Oh. Without no experience. Did Ama share it? So, therefore, it's very, very important to analyze within your experience. Within your experience, I'm learning, or I'm tired, you know, I am not happy, or I'm not able to go, I'm not able to do this, no, I that, within the experience, need to analyze. Chi lame menga tang nangi jen sajang sungti la tenu tashin zambi lo shimu baba kelche. So, to analyze, based on, rely on the instructions. Then also, chi jilame menga nangiji sadhya, internal condition, that's instructions, refers to instructions. External conditions. External conditions refers to the instructions. Internal condition refers to sadhya sungji la teni, probably require a lot of merit, to see emptiness, a lot of merit. Shimotaba kejide. Gaja chumeji nusin tuba chunga, endi jitinzi tabi riba rezan ve denzi rezan tavachive, toni tuba la kato lela rezan. Once you identify the object, it's going to be easier to see emptiness. That's just identifying object, that's just so difficult, no? Once you are able to identify that, then it's easy to, relatively easy to see emptiness. There are many, many logics, there's one logic you could say, this piece of object is not independent because it's dependent on cause and conditions. That's logic. On that mountain, if somebody's wondering whether there's water or not, because so far you can see. But in order to find the water, you don't have to go there. There's a way to figure that out. So that's called logic or reasoning. Reasoning or logic. You could say, there's like probably 100 kilometers from here. You could prove there's water. You don't have to go there. You could say, on that mountain, there's water because there's geese, ducks flying around on that mountain long period of time. If you follow that reason, when you go there, more likely you find water. That's called, sometimes called syllogism, that's how there is a, if somebody's wandering in front of the ocean at night, the steam, it looks like smoke. If somebody wondering, the smoke, you could say there's no smoke because there's no fire. So that's reasoning, no? So then that's called reasoning or logic. So one logic, you could say, this prayer is not independent existence because it depends on cause and conditions. No, not right away. Then you think about, you use your wisdom, you analyze that, so then slowly. Because this is impermanent, this is the first circle, it's called this object. Second circle, impermanent. Third circle, disintegrate moment by moment. So therefore, this is impermanent, this is not permanent. Even though it looks the same as yesterday, but it's different. Momentarily, this is like subtle impermanence, hard to see. The gross impermanence, house falls, the wear and tear, these are gross impermanence. Subtle impermanence, disintegrate, the moment changes, change constantly, changing, constantly, moment by moment, changing. That, hard to see, hard to understand. That's called subtle impermanence. Oh. The person who reads by hand, not able to see, but is read by hand, he said, it's an interesting word, he said, don't need to find, means self. He said, don't need to find, don't need to find, because who is finding is the one needs to find. Make sense? Don't need to find, because one who is looking, that's the one needs to be found. Make sense? Yeah, search what you get. This, you are reading, please read that. Then read the English part. So that's probably better English than my English. That's how I'll do. You read that and I'll drink some.
You do not have to search for it. The thing, O seeker, is you.
See, that means within our experience, Chogyam is a Chogyam Rangis. Chogyam Rangis. So that's quite important, that important piece of information. Chogyam is a Chogyam Rangis. So then please finish this.
The next sentence?
Yes, please, finish that. So now, finally, officially, finish the first point analysis is now officially finished. Finally.
In other words, you do not have to look far afield to find emptiness. The thing abides together with you, the seeker. Thus, meditate continuously for months or years solely on the identification of the object to be refuted.
What's the second one called? For next Friday. Second point, what's called?
In liberation, they translate it as determining the full set of possibilities. And there's another translation from Lama Yeshe, Wisdom Archive, determining that a truly existent self must either be identical with the aggregates or separate from them.
Tibetan word, there's only one word, chaba. That's all. Chaba. So people understood everything, what that means, chaba. So, didn't that translate something like mutual exclusive? Bigger circle, that's impermanent. The small circle, that's book or object. What's it called, like because it's hard to translate anyway, so they are doing good job, but like so many words. But here, just called chaba. Chaba nyebas, that's it. Makes sense? It makes sense? Can you please read it again?
Determining that a truly existent self must either be identical with the aggregates or separate from them.
The term, what is the term, what's the title?
That's one. The other one is determining the full set of possibilities.
That's the title? That's the second point.
Yeah.
Not the explanation, that's the point.
Right. Both of them are just the point.
I was wondering, there's so many words, that's why. So. So that maybe next Friday. Okay, next Friday. So then the reason that we are going so slow, so I'm hoping that you are showing, because most of you are here, so in every Friday class, and I assume that you have interest. So then make sure that interest will not just wasted, or emptiness. So it's good to learn the instructions have been used generation by generations and gain some experience of emptiness. If that's the kind of instruction, if you follow, more likely you will gain some deeper understanding rather than somebody made it up 2 months ago. So there's no. So that's why I'm trying to read every single word in this book and try to explain. So the reason that, if you want to meditate on emptiness, that's exactly how you meditate on emptiness. That's how I've been meditating on emptiness. That's how people have been seeing emptiness heavily relying on these instructions, used by all these masters. So the same, there's no difference, So only difference like saying this, I hold this, I pass down to you. Same object, and then she passed on to you. Object is same, but person who's holding, they have different understanding, different interests, different like way of looking at things, different level of experience. So there's Lama Tsongkhapa hold this, pass it down in the same instruction. It's like same instruction. The vase can be made out of gold, silver, metal, clay. The water is pretty much same water they pour. Same instructions. So, okay? Oh, yeah. So, with that, I'll stop. So, maybe see you next Friday. So, then continue. Second point. So, traditionally it's been teaching also, then you meditate. When you go home, then you meditate. So then you come back. So then you share your experience. So then if the teacher has experience of emptiness, so they can, you know, give you more instructions. In this case, I have no experience. So you can welcome to share your experience, but I have nothing to contribute. But no, but please. So now we finished the first point analysis, you know, like, so then to do some, you know, meditations. If you're interested to cut the root of all the problems, so then that's the way to go, okay? Yeah, thank you.
In the gold book, turn to page 263, and we'll read the final Lam Rim dedication. From my two collections, Vast of Space, that I have amassed from working with effort at this practice for a great length of time, may I become the chief leading Buddha for all those whose minds wisdom eyes blinded by ignorance. Even if I do not reach this state, may I be held in your loving compassion for all lives, Manjushri. May I find the best of completed graded paths of the teachings, and may I please all the Buddhas by my practice. Using skillful means drawn by the strong force of compassion, may I clear the darkness from the minds of all beings with the points of the path as I have discerned them. May I uphold Buddhist teachings for a very long time. With my heart going out with great compassion, in whatever direction most precious teachings have not yet spread or once spread have declined, may I reveal this treasure of happiness and aid. May the minds of those who wish for liberation be granted boundless peace and the Buddha's deeds be nourished for a long time. By even this graded path of enlightenment completed, due to the wondrous virtuous conduct of the Buddhists and their sons, may all human and non-human beings who eliminate adversity and create conducive conditions for practicing the excellent path never be parted in any of their lives from the purest path praised by the Buddhists. Whenever someone makes effort to act in accordance with the tenfold Mahayana virtuous practices, may he always be assisted by the mighty ones, and may oceans of prosperity spread everywhere. Then to 244 and 245 for the short long life prayers. Kanirawe kore shinkam de pendan deva malu shuene chere shigwan ten zingya tsoi shape site bardu ten churchi chonu iye nana wang shotu awa tare ten para tropa lo sangye we deton lek pelcho shasu gengyu lama sowa de tu tsu chan jin jang gen ge we ten zin kyon pe we kun zi do po te chok sun ku we le mun tu ru pa dok so du je gen du jap ten sho Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you. So if you are interested, we have many classes here, and I probably you are aware, so you are welcome to come. You are welcome to come in. You know, so like Monday night, there's no class. So so the bottom line, you know, is not to become religious person or Buddhist, you know. So bottom line is to become good human beings, you know, human being with a good heart. So then whether you're believing something, not believing something, no, this life is happier if something goes on, it's going to be something good. It's not based on what we believe. It's based on our actions. Our action matters. Every one of our actions matters. So that creates next moment of happiness. So that's what I firmly believe. Not only Buddhist people has a better life or maybe better future life. That's not the case. Every action matters. Whether you believe, you're an atheist, believer, not believer, positive actions. What we need in the world, we need good people. People with good heart, open-minded. In the open mind. Or to respect, you know, every tradition, every culture. That's the whole point, you know. That requires some knowledge. You know, not just simple belief, you know, knowledge. So that's why I think learning is good, you know, so wisdom liberates. Wisdom liberates. You know? When you concentrate, it makes your mind calm and peaceful. That's why you concentrate. You learn, so then, you know, knowledge, then wisdom that produced by knowledge. And the wisdom that produced by thinking about the knowledge. The wisdom that produced by deep thinking of, you know, knowledge. Then those wisdom, three types of wisdom, will free all of us, you know, regardless, Buddhist, not Buddhist, atheist, believer, not believer. Same, we all have same potentials. Huh? So that's last, I've been teaching here last 17 years. Never encourage anybody to become Buddhist. Never, ever. I never did that. Oh, there is a lot of witness here. If somebody asks, you know, then somebody requests me to do some performance ceremony, then I do, based on their interest. What I've been saying here last 17 years, to be kind, good human beings with, you know, open-minded. So, everybody will enjoy. So that's the whole bottom line, that's the bottom line. But that requires why I show compassion. Somebody I don't know. There is reason. The reason needs to be learned. Otherwise, there has to be some foundation for universal compassion. Otherwise, how you can generate universal compassion? There's so much information within the Buddhism you could use to improve your mental qualities and your life, and life is going to be happier. So that's, you know, that's all good. So I don't believe doing stuff. There's not a way to get satisfactions. Satisfactions you can only get by thinking. You can really get satisfaction by thinking. You don't need to do anything. But doing stuff, all kind of stuff, we get some pleasure here, some pleasure there, doesn't last long. But by thinking, yeah, that's the way to get to the satisfaction. So, you know, even though you live in the mountains, middle of nowhere, mentally, you're 100% satisfied. Materially, you have nothing. Mentally, your mind is filled with joy. You know, so I witnessed that. Met, you know, like nuns, monks in the mountains there, so met them, talked to them. Very happy, you know, very, simple life. And because by thinking something, you know, so what we think is matter, you know, we think something good, we feel good. When we feel good, we good things. But there has to have reason why we think something positive, you know. So regardless of, you know, cultural background, tradition background, belief, you know, so and I think the Buddhist knowledge will help you to improve that. So if you're interested, I think you can talk to somebody here. So there's multiple classes, so okay. Yeah, thank you. So I'll stop there. Good night.